Hello everyone, today we're going to explore a fascinating topic that affects us all, but especially the younger generation, climate change, and the importance of including children's voices in global decision-making processes. You might be wondering, what happens when children's voices aren't heard in the most important decisions affecting their future? This is a compelling issue that's being addressed in a unique way, through a formal letter to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Now, here's the interesting part. Organizations like Save the Children and Child Rights Connect are advocating for the meaningful inclusion of young climate activists in international policy discussions. They're saying that children worldwide have become powerful agents of change, sparked by figures like Greta Thunberg, who's been a leading voice in the climate movement. Does this make sense so far? Let's think about this. Children are often seen as the future, but they're also affected by the decisions made today. That's why it's so important to include them in the conversation. The letter we're looking at is a great example of this, as it showcases the exclusion of children under 18 from global climate decision-making processes. It's a call to action, asking the UN Secretary General to include children in the Youth Advisory Group on Climate Change. You might be wondering, what's the big deal about this? Well, it's really important because children have a unique perspective on the issue. They're the ones who will be most affected by climate change, and they're already taking action to address it. Take Greta Thunberg, for example. She started a solo protest in 2018, and by 2019, she was leading a global movement. This just shows that no one is too small to make a difference. Now, let's look at the letter itself. It's congratulating the UN Secretary General on the establishment of the Youth Advisory Group on Climate Change, but also expressing disappointment that children under 18 weren't included. The letter highlights the importance of including children's voices and respecting their right to be heard and contribute their expertise directly. This is really important, as children have a lot to offer, and their perspectives can help shape the decisions that affect their future. As we go through this chapter, we'll be analyzing the letter and exploring themes of youth activism, climate justice, and the importance of inclusive decision-making in global governance. We'll also be learning about formal letter analysis, advanced reading comprehension, and reported speech. So, pay close attention to these skills, as they'll help you understand the topic even better. Let's take a break for a moment and think about what we've learned so far. We've seen how children are taking action on climate change, and how important it is to include their voices in global decision-making processes. We've also looked at the letter to the UN Secretary General and the call to action to include children in the Youth Advisory Group on Climate Change. Now, here's a trick to remember this. Think about the phrase, "nothing about us, without us." This is a key principle in inclusive decision-making, and it's especially important when it comes to children's rights. Children have the right to be heard and to contribute to the decisions that affect their lives. So, let's keep this in mind as we move forward. As we continue through this chapter, we'll be evaluating the role of youth in global decision-making processes and discussing climate change issues and potential solutions. We'll also be applying reading comprehension techniques effectively and mastering complex reported speech transformations. So, stay engaged, and let's keep exploring this important topic. Does this make sense so far? Let's think about it. We're learning about the importance of including children's voices in global decision-making processes, and how this can help address climate